Okay, welcome everybody to our final cleanse party. This is the post-cleanse break the fast party. So welcome, and we're getting a lot of really tremendous feedback from people. People have made it through, they're feeling good, they're feeling supported, and we're here just to share. You can ask me questions and we can actually talk. I'm gonna bring Nadia in a second, and if you wanna ask a question, press one. You press one, that has your hand go up, and then Shannon will come in and talk to you, screen the call, put it through to us. So you can actually talk to us, ask questions. So let's bring Nadia in if we can, Erin. Nadia, there?
I am here. Hi, John. You look great.
Feel good, thanks. Sorry we couldn't get you on camera, too. We don't have the technology just yet. Maybe next time we do this, hopefully we can. But how's everything going from your side?
Really great, really good. I'm looking forward to connecting with everyone on this very special day.
Yeah. We got. I don't know if you've seen some of the comments on the pages, and they're just overwhelmingly positive. People are feeling really good, and they're happy that they made it. They're feeling supported, especially from the wealth of knowledge and support that you've been providing us. So I really appreciate that, Nadia.
Oh, thank you. It's been my pleasure to be here. Really, really a wonderful experience for me as well.
Excellent. Okay, so I have some post-cleanse, break-the-cleanse type of foods that are typical foods that you'd want to break the cleanse with. Erin, I don't know, can we see these on screen? Okay, so we've got papaya here, which is a really, really good papaya or pawpaw. This will be my break-the-cleanse official bite of pawpaw. One thing you'll notice if you have fruit after a cleanse is it just tastes so hyper-sweet, it's actually shocking. Quite nice, but papaya is really good because it's just so easy on the digestion. Don't you agree, Nadia? It's one of the easiest things to digest. You there?
Yeah, sorry, John. Your audio is cutting out just a little bit.
Oh, is it?
But yeah, those foods you're eating, they do look wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what I also have, blueberries, and let me just check my audio. Erin, can you hear me? Okay. The audio is coming through live stream, okay? We're good? Okay. So blueberries are also pretty good. I've got a salad here that's just lettuce and sprouts and put a little bit of chia seeds and sesame seeds, and I've got a dressing of balsamic vinegar, olive oil, flaxseed oil, a little bit of lemon and some herbs and some sea salt and cayenne pepper. Got a nice smoothie here, which is also a good way to break the cleanse. So this smoothie is... It's got some mango, some pear, some banana, some spinach, a little bit of coconut water, and let me just think what else is in there. I think that's just about it. That's a nice way to break the fast too. So there's a number of different ways that you can break your cleanse. So I think, let me just see if we have any questions just yet. Okay, so we've got lots of people listening and nobody with their hand up. So if you want to ask a question, press one, and your hand will go up, and then you and I can talk. You can talk to me, you can talk to Nadia, we can have a whole conversation. Otherwise, I'm going to bring in Den, and she's going to ask us some of the questions that people have been posting in the comments sections of the different pages. So for now, let's bring Den in, but remember, you can talk to us if you want. Press one, and we can all have a nice conversation. Den?
Hi, John. Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Den.
Hi. Okay, our first question is Suzanne. How about organic rice milk? We've mentioned almond milk, but we haven't mentioned rice milk.
Okay, organic rice milk is not the worst thing, in my opinion, to break a cleanse with because it is fairly easy on your digestion. But ongoing, as you go forward, rice milk is very much higher in the types of sugars that cause problems than almond milk. So as you're moving forward as a milk substitute, nut and seed milks are better than like rice and oat milk. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, I agree. Nut and seed milks are a much better way to keep your blood sugar levels balanced as you move forward.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Suzanne also asks, what about pea sprouts? Would that be okay for breaking the cleanse, adding them with mashed cauliflower or with cucumber salad?
What are those, Den?
Pea sprouts.
Oh, pea sprouts. Yeah. Sure. Sprouts are great.
Pea.
I've got sprouts here. Yeah. I've got sunflower sprouts. Sprouts are really good. Yeah, for sure. But remember, whenever you're breaking the cleanse, just go really, really slowly. Give your digestion a chance to restart. Okay.
Angela asks, I have a question about the first meal. I usually have smoothies, which I make with rock melon, watermelon, pineapple, apple, mixed berries, maca powder, chia seeds, hemp powder, and slippery elm powder. I love these, but given that what I've learnt this week about insulin spikes, could you suggest what I need to do with this smoothie, as I'm guessing I shouldn't have any more like this if I want to keep my hormones in balance?
Well, keep in mind, it's a smoothie, it's not a juice, which means you're getting the fiber of the fruit, so, and you're also getting protein and healthy fats in there to stabilize your blood sugar. So that, I don't think it's going to cause too much problems. It's just play around with the ratio between how much fruit, how much protein, how much healthy fat, and you'll get a feel for it. You will know if you're going to have blood sugar problems, because when you eat something and you all of a sudden get all this rush of energy and then you're tired afterwards, for sure that's the wrong thing. When you eat something, you want to feel stable, calm, relaxed energy going for a good couple of hours. Don't you think, Nadia?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And another little tip I'll share is, with that smoothie recipe, she can add in just a small handful of green leafy vegetables.
Yeah.
It won't change the taste at all, and you'll get added extra nutrients in there.
Exactly. That's what this was. This one's got some spinach. It's got a handful of spinach in it. Makes a huge difference. And that will help stabilize. So the healthy fats, the protein, and the green leafy vegetables all help stabilize and balance out the sugar from the fruit. Okay, Dan?
Okay. Marisol asks, all has gone quite well, but I do have to say that I've experienced some headaches after eating solids today. What might my body be trying to tell me with that? And when can I expect that to pass?
Okay. Nadia, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so as you're breaking the cleanse, your body still is in a slight detox mode as you're transitioning back to eating solid foods. So you want to make sure that you're still hydrating really well in between your meals, and these detox symptoms should pass as you begin eating over these first few days.
You brought that point up yesterday. It's an important point that we've been drinking so much fluids, and now once we start eating, we're going to forget to drink fluids. So not to forget to drink fluids, continue to have lots and lots of water, and if you want the Green Me Up Johnny or the juices or the teas or the broth even too, but just keep flushing yourself with plenty of liquid. Okay, Nadia? Or Dan?
Mira says, I've been confused by the bloating I've experienced. Every morning my ring has been too tight to remove. In the past, I'd blame this morning inflammation on poor food choices or too much sodium if we ate out. But that can't be the case this week. If bloating and inflammation protect the body, can you explain why this happens? Is this a hormonal relationship?
Okay, I have some thoughts on that, but Nadia, what do you think?
Well, I think that when you're cleansing, your body is doing quite a lot of things. So it certainly isn't the same as when you're eating foods and reacting to foods that you've just eaten. But when you're cleansing, your body does give off a lot of toxins. Bloating is part of that. Your body is going to sometimes feel bloated as it's trying to remove toxins from your system. That inflammation as well can happen as toxins are being released into your system, getting ready to be eliminated. What do you think, John?
In addition to that, if this is an ongoing thing, as you said, you thought you had inflammation every morning, you thought it was from your food, and all of a sudden your food's really good and you still have inflammation, my guess is it could be also related to mental and emotional stress, because mental and emotional stress activate the inflammatory hormones. That's one of the biggest reasons why we have weight problems at all, is because those inflammatory hormones cause you to gain weight. Mental and emotional stress can activate those inflammatory hormones, and most of us are in chronic states of either stress or having emotional trauma or fear. So I would spend more time with visualizations and working through emotional issues, and not discount that in your inflammation, because it will cause a real tangible inflammation. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
We've mentioned this before, but we thought maybe we should bring it up just for this final day. Terry wants to know how often can or should we be doing this type of cleanse?
Yeah. Well, Nadia, what do you think?
So it is very important, like we've mentioned before, breaking the cleanse properly is very important. And then moving on, giving your body and your mind some space to integrate what you've done. So a cleanse like this, I would suggest waiting again and doing a cleanse like this in another year. So doing these types of cleanses once or maybe twice a year and giving your body that space in between to then integrate everything that you've done during the cleanse.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I just have an announcement. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio and you can't hear well, go to the webpage in the members area and you'll be able to hear really well. So just switch over to that. In the meantime, we do have one caller with his hand up. That's Eric. And we're going to bring him through. So, Dan, I'll bring you back in just a little while. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Aaron, if we could bring Eric in, please. And again, if you want to talk to us, press 1, and we'll have a conversation. Okay? Eric, are you there?
Hey, John, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you both for all of this. Post-cleanse, I would like to know, going in the future, the next few months or so, or I guess for the foreseeable future, how we can adjust our diet. I'm reading your book as well, but if you can just provide some general insight on how we should go about maintaining, you know, a good diet while incorporating, quote, real foods back into our diet. And in particular, for me, I'm a vegetarian, and I would like to lift weights and whatnot, and whether or not you recommend any particular type of protein, whey or soy or whatnot.
Okay, so I would stay away. There's a couple of different questions there, so I'll try to address them one at a time. I would stay away from soy protein and soy in general, unless it's fermented soy. It will elevate your estrogen levels, which will cause insulin resistance, which will cause you to gain weight, which will affect your testosterone also. So, but if soy is fermented in the form of tempeh, miso, and tamari, then it's okay. As far as protein powders, whey is good. I also like hemp protein powder. There's a Sun Warrior has one that's a fermented rice brand protein powder. That's a good one too. Those are definitely good protein powders. As far as integrating the pre-cleanse, the suggestions that we had for pre-cleanse diet were really perfect. Remember to eat lots of omega-3s. That is, add them to, you know, chia seeds to everything anything that's cold, anytime you have a salad. Anything that existed on an island 10,000 years ago, if you were to just imagine you were on an island, and when you sit down to eat, look at your food and say, did this exist on an island 10,000 years ago? If it's a hot dog and a roll, well, not really, not in that form, but if it's a big salad with animal protein, some seeds, some nuts, and things like that, then it did. The other thing is all the juices, the habits that you've had as far as juices, fresh green juices, green me up Johnnies, and healthy teas, I would incorporate those into your day. If you can get a juice in once a day, a green me up Johnny once a day, a tea once a day, keep flushing yourself with liquids and keep adding healthy foods. And what will happen is your body more and more will crave those healthy foods. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, hi Eric, and I definitely agree with everything that John said, and to add to that, I'll just bring up the point again about having a really nice solid meal in the morning and nourishing and hydrating yourself all day so that when the evening time comes, you're still in a nice balanced state, and that'll keep those cravings at bay in the evening.
Yeah, and to keep your blood sugar stable throughout the day. So a lot of times people have stress around 3-4 o'clock, it causes junk food cravings, and then you come home exhausted and you come home ravenous. Around 3 or 4 o'clock, if you can get out, maybe listen to a visualization, go for a walk, get out in the sun, and maybe do some exercise, but also have a snack, a really good Gabriel Method friendly snack. One thing I tell people to do sometimes is whatever you're eating for lunch, if you're making it or if you're ordering it or you're out, whatever, get about 25-30% more and eat it about 2 hours later. It's a good way to keep your blood sugar stable. Eventually, you won't need to do this once the insulin resistance is reversed. Then you can just eat whenever you want because your body can stabilize its blood sugar by burning fat and sugar. But until then, you got to keep your blood sugar from falling too low, because if it does, that's going to cause the junk food cravings. Does that make sense?
Eric? It does, me, yes.
Yeah, Eric?
Yes, it does.
Okay. How did the cleanse go for you?
It went pretty well. I got really tired at some point, and I had posted something on the website about calorie deprivation. I'm kind of a big guy, and I don't know if I drank enough. I was kind of zoned out and actually went home from work the other day, but around day three or so, I felt really good. I've done a cleanse before, so overall okay, but I was a little concerned about how much I was consuming.
Yeah, well, that in a detox, you are consuming much, much less, and your body's in this kind of detox mode, and those symptoms that you had are typical, tired the first couple of days and then feeling good afterwards.
Okay. Can I ask you one last question?
Absolutely.
I do like bread, right?
Yeah.
It's sometimes hard for me to stay away from it.
Yeah.
But I do have some of the Ezekiel brands.
Yeah.
They're the sprouted brands that are refrigerated or frozen. Are those still somewhat, I guess they're not on an island, mind you, but,
no, but
are they close enough?
Yeah, they're close enough, yeah. The Ezekiel's a totally different story. Now, the ones that aren't a different story is the breads that are not refrigerated that you just see with all the other bread baked goods that say sprouted grain. Those are very highly processed. They elevate your insulin levels too and cause a lot of problems. But the Ezekiel ones, as long as there's not too much dried fruit in them, then they're okay. Don't you agree, Nadia?
Yeah, definitely. Those Ezekiel brands of bread, we use them in our home too, and I find them quite nice.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah, they're good. Okay.
All right, enjoy.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Rick. Take care. Okay, we have a couple other callers, so let's bring Ann in from Washington, please. Hello, Ann, are you there?
Hi, John. Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Really good. How can we help you?
So I first of all wanted to say thank you so much to both of you. I've done numerous cleanses in the past, and this holistic approach that you've got was so supportive and so nurturing, and I was really able to then give that to myself, that support and that nurturing.
Right.
And you mentioned last night, John, about that this is a great way to love yourself.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I'm learning to do, and so thank you.
Excellent.
My question has to do with the amount of water that we're drinking, at least during the meal. I've read for years that we shouldn't dilute the enzymes that are in our stomachs with water during a meal, that we should drink water about half an hour before we eat and about an hour after we eat to avoid that.
That's true.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's true. I agree with that. But I think what Nadia and I are both stressing is to keep the water intake going, not necessarily at the meal. But that is a good point. It's better to drink it a half hour before and then an hour after so that you don't dilute your digestive enzymes. Absolutely, I agree with that. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You
Bye.
Too.
So we have one more caller. So we only have one more caller. So if you want to talk to us, you can get through by pressing 1. And then we'll bring you through. But we've got Ludmilla from Italy, who we've seen on the posting in the forum many times, and been chatting a lot. So Ludmilla, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Great.
Thanks to both.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I have a couple of questions, if I may.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have experiences that a detox can actually help sleep apnea? Have you ever occurred? Has that ever occurred to you before?
Yes, certainly, because you're reducing mucus, and that's going to make the breathing passages easier. You're also losing weight, and that's going to that's going to take the pressure off of your windpipe. So, absolutely, it would help. Whether it's sustainable or not, I don't know. But
yes, because I've always.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, because you've always said that. Sleep apnea needs to be addressed in order to lose weight, because otherwise it's a vicious cycle. But the doctors always told me that I need to lose weight first to address my sleep apnea, so I feel a little bit caught in the middle.
Well, don't get caught in the middle, okay, because it doesn't make any sense. You see, what your doctor is not looking at the fact that the sleep apnea is making it harder to lose the weight. I've lived through this. It's so well documented. Unfortunately, they don't teach it this way in medical school, but metabolic researchers that understand the phenomena will all agree that if your cortisol levels are getting elevated, you're gaining weight. It's very hard to lose weight when your cortisol levels are getting elevated, and that's what's happening when you have sleep apnea. So there's nothing to be confused about. It's cut and dry. You absolutely, absolutely, absolutely have to get your sleep apnea taken care of. Absolutely, 100%. There's no argument. You have to do this for yourself. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, so I do feel a bit better with this detox, so I hope that it will just subdue by itself because I haven't been able to find a way to address it here.
Well,
I don't know what else to do.
Ludmilla, what's wrong with getting a CPAP machine? You're not able to get it under the situation that you're in Italy?
Sorry, what's wrong with getting what?
It's called a CPAP machine. With the mask that blows air into your nose and mouth. You're not familiar with that?
Okay, I'll look into that. No, I'm not, but I will research it.
Well, Ludmilla, that's the official most standard technique for addressing sleep apnea. It's a mask called in English, it's CPAP. It stands for Continuous Pressure Air Pump. CPAP, CPAP machine. And what it is it's a mask that blows air into your nose and mouth, gives your windpipe more pressure to overcome the weight of your neck, and allows you to get into sleep. That's what I did. And I can tell you, Ludmilla, I'm really serious about this. I can tell you that I would not be here talking to you right now if I didn't have a CPAP machine when I was 400 pounds. I would not have been able, maybe I would have survived a little bit, maybe I would have lost a little bit. I would not have been able to lose the weight as much the way I did. You have to adjust. It's not the only thing that was affecting me, but that takes away that pressure. It's a little bit like trying to drive with the emergency brake on when you've got sleep apnea. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please look
Thanks
into it.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
And I have a second question, if I may.
Absolutely.
I've seen you talked a lot about gluten and wheat.
Yeah.
And you made a comment about sourdough. I grow my own wheat, and I use my stone mill to grind it, and I use sourdough. So in that sense, would that still be very inflammatory to use it, not as often as before, but here in Italy, taking away wheat, pasta, and bread, I'm thinking about my family.
I know.
It'd be difficult, and I'm trying...
I think if you're making your own bread out of stone ground, you're grinding it yourself, you're making it right away, it's not getting old, it's not just sitting there, but you're making it right away, and you're making it as a sourdough, that is the best case scenario as a bread, other than maybe the Ezekiel breads and things like that, but as a real bread, that's probably the best case scenario. What are your thoughts, Nadia?
Yeah, definitely making it yourself is a whole different world.
Yeah.
Another ingredient to food is the love that you put into it. And if you're growing all of these things and making it yourself, that's a very important nutrient as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only that, but the fact that it's sourdough is good, and the fact that you're making it yourself and it's from organic wheat, and that it's not sitting around being old and being covered with pesticides and being treated in all these different ways, it makes a difference. So that is a good scenario.
Right.
But you know, Ludmilla, the way you can tell if what you're eating is good for you or not, is nourishing or not, or is it causing problems or not, is how you feel after the meal. So the first, if you're feeling bloated after a meal, so that's a good indication that you're eating the wrong foods. If you're feeling tired an hour and a half after the meal, you know, somewhere between an hour and 2 hours, that's a good indication that it's causing blood sugar fluctuations that are unhealthy. Because what happens is your blood sugar fluctuates real high, then your insulin levels spike, and then your blood sugar plummets. So if you're feeling tired an hour and a half, an hour to 2 hours after a meal, it's not the right food for you. It's causing insulin problems, causing blood sugar problems. And if you're feeling bloated or having stomach problems, those are perfect indications. What do you think, Nadia?
That's a very good point, John. I'm so glad you brought that up. And that's kind of what we're encouraging people to do now, is to listen to your body. And the way John described that is a really good way to listen to what your body is telling you. So after you eat something, pay attention to how you feel to know if that how good that food was for your body.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right. Ludmilla, thanks very much for your call.
You also talked of sprouting the grain.
Yeah. Sprouting. If you're sprouting it, it is going to be. It is going to have less sugar and possibly less gluten and less gluten too. If you're sprouting, but you really need to sprout it yourself. So if you're sprouting it yourself as you're doing, because then you know it's done right and it's really sprouted, then then it is healthier. There's no question. Don't you agree, Nadia?
Yeah, I do, definitely.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
All right, thanks very much, Lidna. Okay, we've got some more callers now.
Thank you.
Take care. You're welcome. Let's take Lucia from Orlando. Lucia, are you there? Is that who we have, Aaron? Okay, Lucia, are you there? Lucia, are you there? Okay, we're going to have to come back to you, Lucia.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Okay, let's... Megan. All right, can we... let's talk to Megan in Arizona, please.
Okay, we're going to have to come back to you.
Yes.
Is this Megan?
Hi.
Hi.
I guess I should... Wait a minute. I guess I should mute the
exactly.
the video.
Yeah. And Shan, when you screen call us, can you mention that they should mute their video when they're calling in, okay? Just remind people. Okay. Megan, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Okay. Yeah, I did. Okay. Thank you. John, I a couple of questions. I wrote this one out on the little comment box on one of the links.
Yeah.
So, anyway, maybe it's already been answered, but I really, because supplements, I know you don't, I don't like taking them all, but I take a lot, and I didn't take any during the cleanse except what you said to take in the superfood section and what you suggested. But, you know, I'm 64 next week, and, you know, osteoporosis, I sort of almost had it for a while, and then I think I don't anymore, but I do take calcium, CalMag, that kind of thing, and then so I take a lot, CoQ10, lutein, vitamin D, vitamin K, you know, the list goes on. But do you think with a totally live diet like what you're talking about that you don't need them at all?
The only supplements I take are digestive supplements like probiotics and omega-3 supplements if I'm not getting enough fish oils. Those are the only supplements. I get most of my nutrients from super greens, from real live foods, and juices and things like that. But I would say if you're under the care of either a doctor or a naturopath, in taking all these supplements, then absolutely do exactly what they say. I always say it's up to you to pick your doctor, your healthcare provider, and then you follow their advice. So don't
no, go, I'm. This is all my own design.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Nadia?
This isn't.
I really like to turn towards food-based supplements. I know that a lot of the supplements that are sold out there right now are very highly processed. And I wonder about how much our body can actually make use of all of the really highly processed ones. The supplements that John mentioned that he takes, I really adhere to those.
I take those more now.
Okay.
Right,
since,
and then the green, the nice green powders, like the Green Me Up Johnny, and there's some other really great green powders on the market. Those are food-based supplements, and they're foods,
uh-huh.
but they supplement nutrition within your body. So those are really
uh-huh.
nice. Things like seaweed and sea salt, where you're getting a lot of trace minerals, those are really great to have in your
uh-huh.
diet. And then you can get a lot of those things that you might not be getting from other sources.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only supplements, just recently, I interviewed Jason and Mira Calton, who wrote the book Rich Food, Poor Food, and a few other books. And they understand nutrients and supplements and absorption of nutrients in a way that I've never, ever seen. So I asked them to send me their supplement pack, and it was really phenomenal. We're going to do probably a webinar series with them next month in talking about nutrients. But the problem that I have with most nutrients is you're taking stuff that's not absorbable, that's highly processed, that just ends up going into your joints and causing more toxins, or into your liver, causing toxins. It's just the idea of just throwing chemicals at your body without really understanding how your body absorbs them. It can do more harm than good. But they have it pretty well down. So stay tuned. In about a month's time, we're going to interview them, and they have a lot to say on that. Okay, great.
And I just wanted to thank you all very much. I'm one of the people in the picture. I sent a picture in.
Okay.
and I really enjoyed it, and I was there with all my vegetables by the stove.
Okay.
And I, anyway, it was a great cleanse. Thank you very
Excellent.
Much.
Excellent. My pleasure.
And I will continue on.
All right. Thanks very much. Thanks for participating, Megan. We'll talk to you
all
soon.
All right. Thanks a
Take
lot.
Care. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so we got more callers now. Let's talk to Barbara in Indiana, if we can. Okay, Barbara, you there?
I am. I'm having a little trouble hearing, but I'm here.
Okay.
And I also want to thank you and Nadia because it has been very good and helpful.
Excellent.
I actually did it not to lose weight, but to help my diabetes, and I am thrilled to tell you that I have not had any insulin for several days.
Okay, as long as you're doing it with your doctor's, doctor's, you know, blessing and
guidance.
Yes,
I saw him yesterday.
Great. That's great news.
And this is the first time I've been able to do that in 7 years.
That's beautiful. I'm really happy to hear that. That is amazing.
I am very happy, but I had one big problem, and I actually stopped after 4 days because I seem to need a lot of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't have protein, I could never get over the hunger, and I got very weak. So I finally decided, listening to my body, that it was a good thing to maybe stop early.
Perfect. What do you think, Nadia?
Oh, Barbara, I honor you in listening to your body. And, you know, like we've said so many times, this isn't something that you can fail at. What you did, you got benefits from, and your body is going to benefit from that as you move forward, as you've already seen.
Yeah.
Is there any way to incorporate protein, even though it might diminish the cleanse somewhat?
You mean the next time you do a cleanse, you want to incorporate protein. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Before I answer that question, there's something that we've kind of touched on, but we haven't really named. And I just want to talk about that for 1 second, and that is living what I call a detoxification lifestyle, or a detoxifying lifestyle. And a detoxifying lifestyle, by my definition, is that you're taking in less toxins than you're eliminating. And to me, now that you've done this cleanse, rather than think about the cleanse that's going to happen in a year from now, what would be much more productive to be thinking about is how to develop this detoxification lifestyle so that in a year from now, you've got even less toxins on you in your body than you have now without doing a cleanse, a whole year going by. So we're kind of getting in our head that, okay, every year we got to do a cleanse because we're just going to get more toxic. And there's some truth to that. You can't avoid toxins in this world. There's absolutely 100% true. But you can develop a lifestyle where you're very similar to the pre-cleanse diet, where you're flushing your body all the time with healthy liquids, but you're still having all the protein you need. You're still having all the nutritious live fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, healthy salads, healthy steamed veggies. Everything that you're having, you're still having those things. But with between the super greens and the probiotics and the green juices and lots of liquids, you're actually taking in less toxins than you're eliminating, so on a daily basis you're getting less and less toxic. So that's something that I would rather you focus on right now, rather than think about in a year from now what to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, that sounds great. That makes lots of sense.
Yeah.
It's easier to do.
Yeah, because and then you get your protein. You know, all the protein that you want and whatever else your body needs. It's just that every day that goes by you're getting healthier and stronger and more vital. Because you're detoxifying. Don't you agree, Nadia?
Oh, I 100% agree. I really like that you brought that point up.
Yeah.
That is part of the whole idea of doing this cleanse, is
right.
Setting us up for as we move forward. And something that I always like to remind people of is doing the cleanse is very important, but even more important than that is breaking the cleanse and the diet and lifestyle choices you go on to make in between, after the cleanse and in between your cleanses.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to live cleanse to cleanse. What you want to do, if you can, is run with the ball here now that you're in a good place, your blood sugar's stable, and you know you're feeling healthy, you're clean, have your protein, but really, really nourish your body with lots of super healthy foods and flush it with lots of healthy liquids. Yeah? Is that
great.
Excellent.
Yeah, I like the sound of it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Okay. I think we have more callers. Robert. Okay, so we got Robert in Connecticut.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Robert?
I'm doing fantastic. I just wanted to call and say thank you so much. My wife and I just completed the cleanse, and it's amazing. I really want to, you know, both you and Nadia and Den and the rest of your staff did an amazing job. And really, you gave someone whose diet has been kind of a train wreck for years a glimpse of hope.
Excellent.
So thank you so much.
Excellent.
I never thought I would ever be able to do this.
Excellent.
And both my wife and I were saying the only reason we got this far was because of what you and Nadia were sharing with us each night, and the ability to kind of go through guided just meant the world to us.
Excellent.
I just wanted to call and say thank you.
Excellent. I couldn't be happier. And I just want to say, just, you know, run with the ball now in terms of don't worry, don't focus too much on the restriction side of it. Focus on the health side of it. Always ask yourself, how can I get more health? How can I get more healthy foods into me, more healthy salads, quality animal proteins, quality nuts and seeds, quality juices, super greens. Keep the focus on adding. The other stuff is going to come around. Don't worry about it. If you're eating junk food, whatever, it's not the best thing in the world, but it will go away if you just keep run with the ball and keep the focus on adding. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'll tell you the truth. That's been the hardest part for me, is accepting, as we learned all these things, and we learned more than we ever thought we would, it's a little bit intimidating to think down the road to get where you are. You know, I was lucky enough, you were kind enough to talk to me a couple months ago, and you did it, you know, on your own time. You were just so incredibly generous, and since then I've lost, you know, we're up to 70 pounds at this point.
Awesome.
Since the end of the summer,
awesome.
Just, you know, kind of rereading your book and going through the principles, and I really respect that. And so I'm definitely going to try and bring as much as I can in here, and hope that I can keep doing it.
Well, Robert, I just want to say that I'm excited, and I'm really motivated to help you in any way I can. So let's keep in contact, and let's keep going. You're obviously, you are running with the ball. It's working for you. Let's keep working together, and let's go all the way. How much weight are you looking to lose?
Well, you know, I still have at least another 90.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to get at least a pound under 200. That would be
okay.
You know, since I was in, I don't know, middle school or high school anyway.
Great. But so, just be patient. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep the focus on adding and adding and adding super, super healthy foods and flushing your body out. Don't forget the visualizations. If you have sleep apnea, make sure, you know, you get that taken care of. All of these things, and let's just keep going, because it's exciting.
Again, thank you so much to everybody. Your incredible staff. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Nadia, do you have any any thoughts for Robert?
Oh, Robert, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Robert, so much for everything that you shared. It's very inspiring to myself, and I'm sure to many others. And, you know, I wish you all the very best as you move forward. It was wonderful doing this with all of you.
Excellent. Thanks. Okay, great. So we've got Rochelle from the Gold Coast. Rochelle?
Hi. Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing?
Great. Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you. The detox, I've never done anything like this before, and it's given me, I'm overweight, and it's given me a new reference point for what I can actually do.
Excellent.
You know, it changed my beliefs, really,
yeah,
about why I'm holding weight, and,
okay,
you know, that I have to eat and just a whole lot of things. It's been fantastic. The cleanse went really well, but in the last day, I developed size, so around my glutes, and it was being really painful for the last over 24 hours, and I know that's probably the toxins. So I wanted to ask about the clay, the bentonite clay and the psyllium husk, and I feel like I'm holding all these toxins, and how can I flush them? Can the clay help me flush them out, and how often should I take them?
Okay, Rochelle, before we answer your question, you cut out when you said something was happening around your thighs. Say it again.
I've just had really bad pain around my thighs and my glutes. It's been, I've really really bad. It woke me up in the night, and I'm overweight, so I'm sure it's where I'm holding a whole lot of toxins, and I feel like they've been released, and I was wondering if I could take the clay to help that, get out of my system quicker rather than just sort of stop the cleanse and keep going.
What do you think, Nadia?
Well, I think that you've done a lot during these 5 days of cleansing and the 1 week of pre-cleansing, and your body is able to release toxins only at the rate that is the proper for your body. Your body knows that. That's the wisdom of your body. So sometimes we want things to happen faster, but it's just not the proper rate physiologically for our bodies to do that. So what I would suggest for you is to break the fast today and move forward with eating, making very healthy choices, following all of the suggestions that we've given, and move your body, like John was talking about, move yourself into a detoxification lifestyle. So as you're moving forward, your body can continue to release toxins at the rate that it can as you move forward. And then in the future, you can do other cleanses like this. But for right now, what I would suggest is concentrating on breaking the cleanse properly and then moving into a nice, healthy way of eating so you can support your body in doing this over the long term.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you. I just have one quick question. Are you doing...
You're cutting out again, Rochelle. Aaron, can you hear Rochelle?
No. Oh, sorry. Are you doing Kiyama? Are you doing the Kiyama retreat next year?
We're probably not going to get a chance to do Kiyama next year because we're just a little bit too full on at the moment to organize. It takes an enormous amount of organizational work, and we've just been moving and moving. So we may give it a miss this year and then either do it later in the year or next year.
Okay. Thanks very much for everything.
My pleasure. Take care. Okay. Who's the next caller? Do you have others?
Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon from Michigan.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Sharon.
I know. It's really good talking to you. My question is, I got off all my pain medicine over the last couple months, and I was wondering, this was great. I mean, I had like one icky day, but I thought it was something else processing probably. But now that we're going back to eating again, I know that I have my turmeric and ginger tea every day instead of coffee now.
Great.
Is there, and now I've not had dairy for all this time, and I was eating yogurt and stuff prior. So what are the things to best do to keep on the right track with pain management and not have to go back to taking any pain meds?
Well,
I really stopped off pain meds.
Okay, so...
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, that's great, but I mean, I know your situation pretty well, Sharon, so my sense is your pain situation is both from emotional areas and physical. So you've been doing a lot of emotional work, and that's helped get rid of a lot of the inflammatory signals. So it seems to me that everything you're doing and everything that we're talking about is just perfect for you because it's reducing inflammation in your body, and that inflammation's causing pain. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, the cleanse that we've just finished, you've given yourself a wonderful gift, and keep moving forward with the suggestions and the visualizations, like John said, and I think that's the best course of action.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then dairy is not it's best not to go back to dairy.
Try to find raw dairy, because dairy is inflammatory. And you said yourself.
Yeah, I did find a raw dairy.
Well, then try that. See how that works. Because there's a world of difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't worry about stuff as much and just keep going.
Well, it sounds like you're doing great, so...
Okay.
All right. Excellent.
Great. Thank you, guys. Thank you a lot.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. All right. So we've got Marisol from New York City. Is next.
Hello, John. Hi Nadia.
Marisol.
Thank you guys so much.
I was wondering when we'd get to talk to you. We've talked to you so many times in the forum, so it's nice to hear your voice.
I know, and I'm just so appreciative. I mean, you guys have put together such a thoughtfully crafted program that really... detoxes are so intimidating and you feel like they're very extreme, and this has been such a pleasant experience and has felt very nurturing along the entire way, and that's completely with the efforts of you guys and your team. So thank you so much.
Awesome.
So I have two questions. The first one is, so this today I finished my cleanse yesterday, and today was my day one post-cleanse, and I was very gentle. I still kept with many of the teas and the broth, but I did have a couple solid meals of just salads. And the first one went great, and I got a little bit adventurous with the dinner one an hour and a half ago. And so I added green beans and chickpeas to the spinach, carrot, and cucumber that I had had earlier today. And, you know, I guess I'm wondering, how do you know the difference between when something is not right for your body versus it just being, you know, your digestion getting used to digesting again? Because I would say that, you know, everything felt a lot heavier, obviously, after having the chickpeas, and I don't know if the green beans added to that. But I just want to know, I'm trying so hard to pay attention to what my body is telling me.
Yeah.
While I'm eating, and so I want to distinguish between something that I should stay away from versus something that's just like, okay, it's just your digestion getting back on track.
Yeah, okay. Nadia, what do you think?
Well, I think that there's not really a difference between, in terms of what listening to your body, in terms of what's good for you in the long term and how your body is reacting to things as your digestive system is getting started. And what I mean by that is, it's all still your body communicating with you. So it's all still your body telling you, this is okay for me now, this is not okay for me now. So I would pay attention to that. And the fact that you said that you felt a bit heavy, so that's telling you that, you know, that might have been too complicated of a meal right now, that might have been too much food right now. And so as you move forward, you know, you can try the same, you keep that communication up. So you can try a similar salad in several days from now, and then see what your body tells you. And if at that time your body tells you that it's digesting it very well and you don't feel heavy, you feel light and you feel okay, then, you know, your body is telling you that that is okay now. So pay attention to what your body is telling you as you move forward. The communication will change because you're always changing.
Yeah.
Great. That makes so much sense.
And Marisol, what we said a little while ago is, as you're going forward, if you're eating foods and they're causing you to feel bloated or upset stomach or stuffed when you're eating them, and or you feel tired or groggy or foggy or lethargic an hour to 2 hours after eating the food, then it's not the right food. It's not nourishing your body. It's causing blood sugar problems. It's causing hormonal problems. It's not the right food for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I took notes on those pieces to just keep in a heightened observation state.
Yeah, I could have told you that the chickpeas would have caused you a little bit of problem today, but tomorrow they probably won't. It's just the first day. You got to be really, really gentle with yourself. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
As I've mentioned, you know, I have rosacea and I'm also hypothyroid. I have hypothyroidism and I'm finding this to be such a wonderful opportunity to just really listen to my body and see if that's something that I can shift through my diet. I know, John, you mentioned the rosacea is probably doable, and I've heard of people who have even, you know, reversed their hypothyroidism through their diet. It
happens
so
all the time.
I guess. Yeah, and I'm just so curious how to, like, what's the best course of action to, you know, with the recommendations that you're making to have a detoxifying lifestyle, what is it that I'm on the lookout for, and should I not introduce certain things for a couple of weeks to just see if that clears up my skin or that shifts anything in those two areas?
Okay, so the things that you want to be on the lookout are things that cause digestive problems. So for example, dairy and gluten usually cause digestive problems, and are inflammatory. The vegetable oils also cause problems, and processed starches. Those things are the things that cause the most problems. All those things will cause hormonal problems that will affect your thyroid, and also your skin issues. So thyroid especially. Typically, when someone has a slow thyroid, it means that they're leptin resistant. That's a bigger issue. Leptin controls, is the master hormone that regulates your body weight. And when you're leptin-resistant, your brain is not sending a message to your thyroid to produce T3 hormone, not enough, and so you have a slow thyroid. Focusing on the thyroid is the answer. Focusing on the leptin resistance is the answer. Well, the way to focus on the leptin resistance is to reduce inflammation in all the different ways that we talk about, in a mind-body way, through reducing stress, through nourishing your body, healing your digestion, doing certain exercises in the right way. It's all that, all those things will make your body more sensitive to leptin, which will then speed up your thyroid. And then focusing on your digestion will improve, healing your digestion will improve your immune system, and improving your immune system will improve your skin issues. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, it does make sense. I can hear Nadia very clearly, but you're cutting in and out. But I think what I hear you saying is with the thyroid, it's more about focusing on the leptin resistance,
yeah. You
know, reducing inflammation, stress, and doing exercises correctly. And then I think the other piece with the skin was more about cleaning up the digestion so that, and then I lost you.
Cleaning up the digestion so that it improves the immune system. See, when you heal your digestion, you heal your immune system, you strengthen your immune system, and that helps heal your skin issues. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, okay, so in terms of improving the immune system, that is following this kind of pre-cleanse diet, right? Like sort of what we were doing.
And taking
like everything that you're recommending.
Everything I'm recommending. And taking probiotics, too, and doing visualizations. Everything, the whole approach.
Probiotics and visualizations.
The whole approach is tailor-made for you, basically. You wouldn't need to change a thing. Okay?
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much. It's really exciting. You know, it feels very empowering.
Excellent. Okay. I think we've got one more caller. Lucia. Lucia from Orlando is calling back.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so excited about this cleansing.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank you both for this wonderful opportunity for us. And I was on the phone earlier, but you couldn't hear me. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
In any case, I have done the whole cleansing, but I started on Sunday. I thought it was Sunday, you know. I got confused with my time here.
Yeah.
So, and I ended yesterday.
That's okay.
But today, I still ate. I start eating regularly today. Yesterday I was breaking, but today I start eating kind of regular.
Uh-huh.
So I had an egg, boiled egg for lunch with a salad, and then I had some shakes throughout the afternoon and omega-3 shakes and also juices. And then tonight I had salmon, Scottish salmon, just like 3 ounces. And, you know, and some vegetables, steamed vegetables. Guess what? I felt so bad.
So bad.
It's like my intestines were like screaming at me, you know, and was like, I could feel the pain inside.
Yeah.
And I felt so bloated and full. I mean, I'm feeling like incredibly sluggish right now because of that. What do you think it is?
Well, that's typical.
Because of salmon?
Yeah. What do you think, Nadia?
So, your body's telling you that it just needs to go a little bit slower is what I'm feeling. So what I would suggest is tomorrow I would suggest starting your day with some water first thing in the morning and try again tomorrow to start slowly again. So eat the same way that you would have eaten yesterday, which would have been the first day that you ate after breaking the cleanse. Try that way of eating again tomorrow, and then just move more slowly into adding protein, the more difficult to digest food.
Okay, and I did have 2 sips of wine sangria, you know, really good quality wine, but I couldn't handle. I put 2 sips and I couldn't handle. Do you think that would be
right?
Yeah, that's typical.
Right, so that's your body talking to you again. You're very sensitive after you break a cleanse, and it like John said, it's typical of after breaking the cleanse. You know, you'll react very quickly to things.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. So listen, I would like to know also. I'm also author and health and nutrition coach, holistic health and nutrition coach. So I hold lots of seminars here in Orlando, Florida. I'd like to know if you guys would be interested in one day coming here.
Maybe.
To speak for the people in Florida.
Maybe. Maybe. We're going to be in New York in August of next year, so maybe we can arrange something like that. We'll see.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I brought Dave Duwolf here twice, and we had incredible success.
Great. Okay, well, let's...
I'd like to bring you to...
Okay, so just email us at help@thegabrielmethod.com, and let's talk about it, okay?
Perfect. Thank you. And okay. I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks.
Thank you,
Lucia. Take care. Okay, who do we have next, Aaron?
Linda.
Okay. Okay, we got Linda from Massachusetts.
Hi. Are you there?
Yep.
Great. Hey, I want to thank you and Nadi. I think it's been a phenomenal detox, and I got so many valuable tips from your webinars on detoxing the kitchen and cleaners, and I just thought that was awesome. So my question was just on the visualizations. I have your MP3 player, so I've got it loaded with different visualizations, and I just wondered, is there any benefit to playing the evening one and maybe putting it on repeat and listening to it, through the night, or is it better you just do it the once and then you do the morning one, and then do you recommend just picking different ones during the day as needed? I'd kind of like some guidance on that.
Certainly the day ones, pick whatever you want, whenever you want. I do believe that the first thing you do when you wake up should be, after you go to the bathroom, drink water, whatever, but the first thing you do is a visualization. So any visualization, you can't go wrong. It doesn't matter which one it was, but first thing in the morning. I think that's really important because that really sets your day up. Then if you want to listen to other ones throughout the day, that's totally fine. There's no problem. You can't overdo it. You can't listen to the wrong one. So you can't make a mistake there. Just like Nadia says, you can't fail. It's the exact same with the visualizations. But first thing in the morning, I think, is really crucial. The evening visualization, you can try that repeat thing as long as it doesn't wake you up when it recycles. If it wakes you up when you recycle, then it's a mistake. But, and certainly don't do it all the time, but if you want to do it once or twice, that's totally fine. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Enjoy.
That's it. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
This has been phenomenal. I really thank you all.
Thank you. Okay. Is it Lori that's next, Aaron?
Yes.
Okay. We have Lori next.
Hello.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I've really enjoyed the detox. I've never really experienced anything like that before, and it has been a fantastic experience. I've tried many programs and tried to lose weight and trying to get healthier and feed my family healthier, and this has been just a phenomenal experience. I do have a thyroid condition, so the thyroid information earlier was great. And I have also polycystic ovarian disease. So I was wondering about sugars and how they placed with that. You take metformin for that disease as well. And you talked a lot about the coconut palm sugar. Is that the best thing to use if you're going to use any type of sugars to cook with? Because I know you have the raw cane sugar or raw honey. If that's any good to use, or is it best to stick with the more like coconut palm sugars and that type of stuff rather than using like the raw cane sugars.
Did you say you had polycystic ovarian syndrome because you were cutting out a little bit? Is that what you said?
Yes, I do. Okay. Yes,
right. Uh-huh. Yeah, that can cause insulin resistance. It's same type of thing. With sugars, I like coconut palm sugar because it's not very processed. It does elevate your blood sugar about a third to a half of what normal sugar does. Better than cane sugar or honey for you. Best is stevia, although it's got a little bit of a bitter aftertaste, so you got to play around with it. And then I like some of the sugar alcohols like xylitol and erythritol. Not everybody, they're getting a lot of bad publicity these days, but I think in small quantities they're fine, because especially when blood sugar is an issue. So you can try mixing those sugars, mixing stevia, xylitol, erythritol, and coconut palm sugar. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, the ones that I like the most are the coconut palm sugar and the stevia. The stevia, yeah, I use in very small quantities because my body doesn't really like that aftertaste of it.
Sure.
But if you use it in very small quantities, it can just give you that variety,
yeah,
in your food.
Excellent. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I had one more question. There was a lot of information on the webinars, which I really enjoyed. And I was wondering how long those would be available to replay to get some more information from those.
I'm not sure, but there's a good chance those sites are going to be active ongoing. I'm not sure how we did it. Email help@thegabrielmethod.com and they'll tell you. Usually we keep those sites active, so just send them an email. I don't want to promise that because
I don't know. And one more question I have.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't want to promise it until I'm 100% sure, but usually those sites stay active in our members area.
Okay, and I had one more question. I have quite a bit of weight to lose, and so I wanted to follow your program. You know, I just got your ebook and that kind of stuff for the eating program, and I just wanted to know if that. Any other suggestions with that? I'm going to do the visualizations and trying to do some of the exercise stuff. How do you stay on task for a long period of time when you have a lot, you know, stay on program, you have a lot of weight to lose. So you kind of keep focused on it without falling off.
Right. So I like to take the you can't fail approach the same way we did with this detox, the way Nadia was explaining that. I like to take a you can't fail approach with the Gabriel Method principles. So the three things I would do an eating visualization, I would do a morning visualization, and I would focus on adding nutrients, adding real live nutrients at every meal. Just start there. Make sure you're getting omega-3s, and then you can branch out to making sure you're healing your digestion and having super greens and all this type of stuff. But just start there. Start real simple. Build with that. An evening visualization, a morning visualization, because it all starts with your mind, and then real foods. You take that approach, simple approach, and it'll propel you. You'll start to have more energy, more enthusiasm. It'll become a habit, and then you'll look for the next thing. So start with that.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, excellent. Well, I thank you very much for your program. It's been wonderful, it's been a saving grace for me, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care. Okay, we've got Teresa.
Gabriel, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello?
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you, yes.
Okay, great. Hi, John, how are you?
Good.
Listen, I just want to say how amazing this program has been. I know you've heard it a million times and must be tired of it, but it's just, I am the type of person that I feel like I go into a state of panic when I even think of detoxing. And because of all your support and because you've been so positive and, you know, said it didn't have to be so strict, I mean, I've been able to do this. And I didn't follow through everything. There are a lot of things. I actually cheated a little bit by eating a little bit every day, and I still made it. I don't have my cravings anymore. I don't crave coffee. I don't crave sweets.
Right.
I don't feel tempted to eat the old stuff, and I just don't want it. You know, right. It's amazing.
That's amazing.
So, anyways, one thing. I have low blood pressure, and I was wondering what do you think about non-alcoholic beer and wine? Is it too sugary, or is it okay to have? Because I hate the alcohol. It just makes me feel tired. But I do like sometimes the taste.
you like the taste of an alcoholic beverage without the alcohol? Is that what you're saying?
Sorry, am I breaking up? I asked, what do you think about non-alcoholic beer and non-alcoholic wine?
Yeah,
is there too much sugar in it, or is it okay?
Nadia, what are your thoughts on that?
The audio is breaking up a little bit, but I think I got the gist of the question. And what I would say to Teresa is keep in mind the process of adding, of nourishing things. So as long as you're adding in really great things to your diet, if you choose to have some non-alcoholic wine or some non-alcoholic beer, if alongside with that in the day you're nourishing, you're getting in the Gabriel Method friendly foods, the big three in your meal, you know, that's going to set you up for success as you move forward. And your body will keep listening to your body, because your body will change. Your tastes might change. What you're wanting now are things that you might not want as you move forward. So
it's already happened.
Yeah, right. You've already experienced it.
That's great.
So that's what I would suggest. I would just continue to keep nourishing and keep adding in those really, really great foods. Eat as much of those as you want. And then if you do want some non-alcoholic wine or beer, then, you know, have that if that's what your body wants, and then just continue to nourish and listen to what your body's asking for.
Yeah, that's good advice. Thank you, Nadia, so much. You guys are great.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Just one last question, if I may. Is it correct understood that we will continue to have access to this part of the detox site unlimited, or is it only like? Is it limited?
Okay, I don't think it's going to be limited, but I can't promise. I'm like 99.9% sure. But you just email help@thegabrielmethod.com to be 100% sure. But the other programs that we've done in the past, the members area stays up, and you can go in and you can access it. So there's certainly no reason for us to stop the access of it. So I can't see why it wouldn't be available. But just double check with the administration department.
Yeah.
They'll tell you for sure.
Like there's okay. A lot of us who would love to stay in contact with you
sure.
guys, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say I can't promise that those sites will be moderated all the time, but the information should be there and you should be able to access it, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. All right.
This audio has been cutting out quite a bit. Is it going to be recorded and available for
us
later?
Yes. Yeah,
okay. Thank you so much.
Right,
goodbye.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Blessing to you all. Bye.
To you too. Thanks. Take care. Okay, Nadia, I think that's all the callers we have. I might bring Dan back in. We've got a couple more minutes. We can ask a few more questions. We can go to 12 o'clock. Is that right?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Danny, you there?
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, John. Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
Dan. Yes, we have got a... Hi. Okay, a few questions. One of the questions that a couple of people have asked is coffee okay? Which I know a few people are probably thinking about.
Yeah.
If they do want coffee, how should they have it? What sort of milk is okay to use? Or should they try and stay away from milk? When should they have the coffee? Should it be day two, day three? Those sorts of questions.
What do you think, Nadia?
So definitely go as easy as you can on the first day after you're breaking the cleanse. You want to be very, very supportive and gentle with your digestive system on this first day. And as you move forward, I'm going to sort of reiterate what I just said to Teresa. As you move forward, think about nourishing your body with healthy foods as much as possible. So the healthy foods, the suggestions that we're giving you for healthy foods, eat those as much as you want. Think about abundance. It's not about deprivation. You can eat as much as you want of those things. And then, you know, if your body is asking for some coffee, go ahead and do that. And then know that alongside with that, you're having the really nourishing foods. In terms of what to put in your coffee, I would suggest something like an almond milk or a coconut milk versus a dairy, and that'll help to keep the inflammatory dairy out of your system.
And what about having organic coffee? There's a big difference to that, isn't there, Nadia?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. If you're choosing to have coffee, get the best kind you possibly can. So go for organic.
Yeah.
And, that's what I would suggest.
Yeah, and also you can try herbal teas too while your body's fresh now, see if an herbal tea will satisfy you. But then once you start having coffee, if you can make it organic, that's great. And if you can, as Nadia said, use almond milk or coconut milk instead of dairy, that would be really good too. Okay, Dan?
Thank you. Yeah, Nandad asks. My blood iodine levels are too low. I've been taking kelp to push this up as it is in a natural form and digestible.
Yeah.
I convinced my doctor to retest next autumn, so I have time to slowly increase my levels using kelp. Is this the best approach, or would you suggest something else?
I think it's a great approach. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, definitely. Seaweeds are a really, really great source of iodine, and sea salt as well. You know, just a little bit of sea salt here and there can help to get some of those trace minerals into your body as well.
Yeah.
But seaweed is something that I really like. I've been mentioning seaweed a lot, and so I just want to tell people that one of the favorite seaweeds that I like that I started using and that I still use a lot is called dulse. It's spelled D-U-L-S-E. And the reason I just wanted to mention that is because I hear a lot of people telling me that they don't like seaweed because it has that fishy sort of smell and taste, and dulse doesn't. Dulse is a really nice, it has a nice salty taste, and I just wanted to mention that if people are having an issue with how to start using seaweed, that's a really nice, easy one to begin with.
So Nadia, dulse, D as in David.
Could you? Yeah.
D as in David, U-L-S-E, dulse, is that right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. And how do you use it? Is it come like, how do you use it? Is it strips? Is it wraps? Is it, like, do you shake it on? How do you use it? How do you do dulse?
Salt is very user-friendly, so you can buy it in bags where it's a pliable sort of pieces, so they're biggish pieces. It's kind of like a leaf vegetable, but it's a leaf sea vegetable.
Yeah.
And you can buy it, just you need it just like that out of the package. I will eat it as a snack with almonds, sprouted almonds. You can also dry it or buy it dried, and it'll be powdered, and then you can use it as a sprinkle on your food.
Excellent.
And you can add it to just about anything. It's really, really user-friendly.
Cool. Okay, Jen?
Okay, thank you. Susan says, I bought a tray of wheatgrass, but not sure when it gets to optimum size for juicing. When is the ideal length of wheatgrass for you to, what length should it be when you juice it?
Yeah, so when it's still green and it's about this long, that's when it's at its optimal, and you got a good couple of days. You'll be able to tell when it goes past its optimal because it starts getting stringy and hairy. As long as it's got that firm, like, looks like a solid piece of grass, sprouty, solid piece of grass, that's when it's at its optimal. Do you agree, Nadia?
No.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Tandy says, I have Hashimoto's, celiac disease, and leaky gut. Should I be avoiding dairy completely, even if it is raw raw dairy?
You can try raw, because the problem with dairy in terms of all of those things, and by the way, I just want to say that Hashimoto's, celiac, and leaky gut are all related. And the reason they're related is because they're all digestion problems. And they start with, and the leaky gut will cause your immune system to be compromised. And when your immune system gets really compromised and confused, it starts doing things like attacking your own glands, which is what Hashimoto's is. So the best thing you can do for dealing with the root cause of Hashimoto's and leaky gut and celiac is healing your digestion. So the biggest problems that cause digestion problems in our foods are gluten and dairy in terms of leaky gut syndrome. Those are real big offenders. So I would really make a committed effort to find alternatives to both gluten and dairy, for sure, and have lots of friendly bacteria in the form of probiotics. I would have digestive enzymes also with your meals, and have lots of green juices and lots of live foods. And I would have live foods with your meals as much as possible to help with digestion. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, I agree with all of that, and the only thing I would add is add cultured foods.
Yes.
Those have they're very high in probiotics as well.
Yes, go very high on cultured foods, and you'll find all of those things is very possible that some improvement in all those areas. Okay. Hey, Den, I'm gonna let's take one more call. Let's take one more question, and then we're gonna bring another caller through. So go ahead. Do you have another question for us?
Yes. Do you want me to? I'll ask a question now.
Yeah, sure.
Susan just wants to know if you could go over exactly what healthy proteins are again, please.
Okay, Dan or Nadia.
Yes.
Nadia,
you're
there?
Yeah. So healthy protein. Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
So, Susan, healthy proteins. You're trying to get them from a good source. So, in terms of animal proteins, you just want to make sure that you're getting grass-fed organic proteins. Other good sources of proteins, you know, people don't always remember this, but proteins are in everything you're eating. So even your green leafy fruits and vegetables, you're getting proteins from that. Your activated nuts and seeds, you're wanting to buy them raw and organic and soak them ahead of time to make them the nutrients within them available to your body. And those are very good sources of protein. Raw nut and seed butters are really nice. And then you can also make milks out of those nut and seeds and fermented cheeses, like John has mentioned.
Yeah. And then if you wanted protein powders, the good ones are hemp protein powder, sprouted rice bran protein powder, and if it's a good quality grass-fed whey protein, that's a good one. But you don't necessarily need protein powders if you're getting protein in your meals. But, okay. Let's see, do we have our caller in? Yes, Catherine from Brisbane. Okay, so Ben, we'll bring you back in a little while if we have time, but we got a couple of callers that have just raised their hand, so I'm going to bring those in. So.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Okay, so let's talk to Catherine from Brisbane.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, is that you, John?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Oh, sorry, it's a very staticky line.
Yeah.
Thank you once again for the program. You and Nadia, it's been absolutely fabulous. What I wanted to know was, when you discuss the super greens, are you referring to taking the supplement form like the Johnny Green Up, or are you referring to the greens in our green juices?
Yeah.
I currently take your green capsules, the Gabriel Greens,
yeah,
and I take separate probiotics. Which one are you actually referring to?
When I say super greens, I mean Green Me Up Johnny, but I can. But also the spirulina capsules are also a form of super greens. So super greens are just highly condensed, very, very nutrient dense, simple forms of life, like the sprouted wheatgrasses and barley grasses and spirulinas and chlorellas. So I'm referring to the Green Me Up Johnny and the Total Greens. The probiotics are a digestive supplement, so that they're to improve the friendly bacteria in your digestion. So when I talk about healing your digestion, that's what probiotics are for. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Great.
Yes, and I also take your digestive
enzymes.
Product as well.
Yeah, okay. That you take with meals, the digestive enzyme, the total digestion. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, that's great. Thank you. That answers my question. Thank you once again.
My pleasure. Thanks. Nadia,
bye-bye.
We've got... Take care. I think we've got one more caller. Yeah, Troy Lynn from New Orleans. Troy Lynn?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. This has been an amazing week. I want to thank you, thank Nadia, thank all of the callers with just fantastic questions. You all helped me to get through something that I never thought that I could complete, so
excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent.
My question has to do with gluten-free. Could you explain it? And why is it important for some people? And if you eat, you know, just a little... few products with gluten that's not gluten-free, is that a problem?
So gluten is in certain grains, like wheats and several different grains. And gluten is a protein that does a couple of different things that are very inflammatory. It makes the lining of your intestines more permeable, so that toxins can leak into your bloodstream. And that causes an inflammatory response in your immune system, and that can cause you to gain weight. It can also, it also does certain things in your brain as a neurotransmitter that causes you to want to eat more and crave the wrong foods. And so it's great. It's one of those things where whenever you can, it's best to find an alternative because it does cause specific chemical problems. What do you say, Nadia?
Yeah, that was a really clear explanation. Thanks for that, John. And I completely agree with how you described that and agree with trying to find alternatives if you can. If you find that you are ingesting something that has gluten, try and just keep it to a small amount and eat lots of live foods with it.
Yeah, and maybe some digestive enzymes with it also, if you can.
Yes, yeah, digestive enzymes. And remember that it is really... great alternatives for lots of things out there. So like we said before, there's really great ways to make all of your favorite foods, just make them in healthier ways.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Take care. Okay, we got some more callers here. Susan from Melbourne. Susan, are you there?
Hello, John. It's
Hi.
Great. Yeah, I'm here.
Great. Hi.
Hello?
Hi. I'm here.
It's just not that clear at your end. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm working on improving my vitamin D3 levels, as I just don't seem to be able to get enough from sun. And I've learnt from Joseph McCullough that it's important to get vitamin K2 to go with the D3 in recent times. The problem for me now is that his two recommendations for K2 are... for, you know, like really good sources of K2 are brie cheese, which obviously is dairy, and natto, which I'm actually happy to eat, but the only one I can get, like online, you can see natto that's just soybeans, but I'm in Melbourne and the only source I know is spiral, and I'm pretty sure it's got barley mixed in with the soy, which then means it's not gluten-free, which isn't, you know, something I want to avoid. So I'm just wondering... what else I can do. Like, I don't have easy access to raw cheese, so, like, otherwise I would do raw brie.
You'd be surprised. You live in Melbourne, don't you?
Yeah, but I was amazing. I thought I'd have too much vitamin D, but then I had it checked.
No.
You know, it's not as bad as it was,
no,
but I'd really like to get it around the 100 level.
No, I'm
talking... I'm from what I've been...
You there?
Oh, I could... there was... You might be saying something, but I can't hear a thing.
Hmm. All right. I don't know why we have a bad connection. But what I was going to say is that there are raw cheeses in Melbourne at healthy, live, whole food type of restaurants. There are cheeses in Melbourne. But Nadia, what's some good ways to get K2?
Susan mentioned natto, and natto is a fermented soy product. So I'm not familiar with the particular brand that she mentioned has barley in it, but what I'm wondering is if the barley is fermented together with the soy, perhaps that might still be a good option. What do you think, John?
That makes sense, yeah. So that natto that you can get might not be a bad option for you. Susan, can you hear us?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'd check with a manufacturer, but I would have thought, like, I've made sourdough bread and it's still got gluten in it. So I would have thought that the barley still had gluten in it, even though it's been fermented.
Definitely check with your...
I would also...
Go ahead.
Yeah. And I would also suggest looking for Japanese markets. Mm. So if there's Japanese restaurants in your city, then they'll probably have Japanese markets around somewhere, and they might be able to sell you the natto without the barley.
My experience is then that it's not organic, and for me, I'd be concerned that the soy could then be genetically engineered.
Nadia, how hard is it to make natto?
I've never made natto. I don't really know the process.
Okay. I'm just curious, because you're just talking about fermenting soybeans, really, it sounds to me like. So it might be worth looking at. You know, Susan, you might want maybe...
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go online and see how complicated it is. Usually fermenting is not complicated at all. It just requires some advanced planning. So maybe have a look at that.
Okay. And my second question is in terms of... like, I have access to a far-infrared sauna.
Yeah.
But because I have fibromyalgia and my system's sensitive... I'm still doing the pre-cleanse because of my commitments this week. And I'm just thinking, in terms of working out how much sauna use to go by, like, are there any kind of guidelines you have for, you know, using the sweating component that you talked about midweek?
Yeah. What do you think, Nadia?
During the cleanse bit?
Yeah, I think that if you have access to something like that, using it once a day is really nice. And then if you're finding times, if you're in the middle of your cleanse and you're finding times where you're feeling a bit more of those detox symptoms, then you can go and do an extra sauna, and that will help.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, do you think it'll reduce symptoms by doing extra saunas?
Only if you're feeling like you're feeling those extra symptoms coming on, then you can go and use it as another way to help your body to release some toxins. Just as on a daily basis, like I said, if you've got access to it, you can use it once a day, and that'll assist the cleanse.
Okay.
Thanks very much, John and Nadia.
My pleasure.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
Take care, Susan. All right. We only have a couple more minutes. We do have two more callers. Let's talk to Mary in Massachusetts.
Hi, John and Nadia. Thank you so much. It's been really wonderful. I've done a number of cleanses, and this, by far, has been the best.
Awesome.
Really well-rounded and supportive.
Great.
I have sleep apnea, and I have used a CPAP and had a hard time with it, and it was keeping me actually awake. I'm wondering if there's any other alternatives besides the CPAP and the and losing weight.
There might be, but my experience with working with a lot of people with CPAP machines is it takes some time to get used to them. If you're not comfortable, it means that maybe the pressure is not high enough, or it can be too high, one or the other, so you have to play around with the pressure, and you also have to make sure the mask is fitting you right. And then you have to give yourself enough time to get used to it. You need a good couple of weeks to get used to it. Once you get used to it, you're going to take it with you wherever you go. But in the beginning, there's an adjustment period. It is so essential. It's not forever. You don't have to have it forever. It's going to assist you in your weight loss. This catch-22 of lose weight to make the sleep apnea go away, it's a vicious cycle because the sleep apnea is stopping you from losing the weight. So play around with different mask configurations and different pressure settings, working with your doctor on those, to get to the right level where you're comfortable, and give yourself a good couple of weeks to adjust. Okay?
Okay. I'll take another look at it.
Please
try
do.
It again.
Yeah.
I have one other question.
Okay.
As far as giving up dairy, I really love cheese. Are there any good cheese alternatives besides the cashew cheese?
Yes, there's lots of raw cheeses. Raw cheese is really healthy for you if you can get it raw, and apparently you can get more raw cheese.
Okay.
Yeah, so raw cheese is beautiful. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
excellent.
You so much.
Thanks. So we'll bring in Angela. We'll take one more caller. Aaron, this is just going to stop at 12, right? Is that right? Aaron, talk to me. Blog Talk will keep going. All right. Okay. So we'll try to take everyone if we can. So Angela in Gladstone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Angela.
Hey, I just wanted to first off start, like everybody else, with a lot of gratitude to you guys and to the team and how nurturing and supportive and educational this has been. You've really enabled me to achieve something that I never thought that I could do. So this has been, you know, like at the end of this, I feel really proud of myself. And I imagine that many other people that are doing this would feel exactly the same.
You should feel proud
of
yourself.
So that whole comment of what you said about loving yourself, I think it was an unexpected end result from why I chose to do this cleanse.
Excellent.
But the other thing I just wanted to make a comment, like I had learned so much during the week, but yesterday when I had a rushed morning. I didn't start with my visualization. I missed the morning webinar here in Australia. And by the afternoon, I hadn't drunk enough water. I hadn't only drunk two juices. I didn't do my tea. I didn't do my greens. I was then really hungry, and I cheated with about 8 mouthfuls of food.
There's no cheating, by the way.
And what I learned
from that
was
no cheating.
How important...
I just want to make
okay,
a point. There's no such thing as cheating on this detox. You cannot cheat on this detox. But I know where you're going, so I'm sorry to interrupt you. Keep going. You said what you had learned.
So it really showed me very clearly how important starting off your day is. So I know you talked a lot about visualizations are probably the most important.
Yeah.
That, to me, was my biggest lesson about how important setting up my day is and making that time for myself in order to be able to achieve the things that I want to do. So that was a brilliant lesson to learn at the end.
Great. It's a great lesson because that lesson is going to change your life forever. Because if you start your morning with a 10-minute visualization for the rest of your life, there is a world of difference between what your life's going to look like in 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years, 10 years from now. It's going to be a world of difference. You're going to have more energy, more health, more vitality, more fitness. Your days are going to become more and more productive, and the weight's going to drop off. So that even if you have to listen to it like while you're lying in bed, you don't get up and you just play it, that's fine too. But just have that habit every day. It's just 10 minutes. Okay? Excellent. Okay.
So thank you, guys.
My pleasure. Thank you. Okay, Tandy is our last caller, and so let's bring Tandy in.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm going to try to be really efficient here with our time.
Okay.
First of all, John, Nadia, thank you so very much.
My pleasure.
In the course of this last week, and the whole staff, too, y'all have been so very gracious. In the course of this last week, I've gotten off dairy. Even though I was doing raw, cultured, organic, I still think it was probably a good thing for me. Alcohol, sugar, and some other really big one that I can't think of right now.
I don't remember what
that other really big thing.
It's best if you don't ever remember it. That'd be great.
And say it again?
I said if you never remember what it is, that's good, too, because that means it would never bother you again.
Right. Exactly.
That's
so
great.
Here's my question. I'm going to sneak one quick one in, which is how do you feel about antifungals? I've had candidiasis for years, and my doctors keep me on them. I wonder how you feel about antifungals. Is it part of the protocol that you would do? I'm doing everything you guys recommended in terms of, just back then, in terms of the celiac, the Hashimoto's, and the leaky gut, in terms of all those things that you mentioned.
Okay.
I guess you can just always do more of greens, but, you know, and cutting out the alcohol and the dairy, I'm sure, really is going to help. So that's one quick question, but my larger, more immediate, acute question. Rochelle called in earlier and talked about an intense pain in her glutes and her thighs that's been going on for the last 24 hours. I've got the exact same thing.
Okay.
It's so intense that I can barely walk. And I've had a great week.
Okay.
It just started yesterday. And so she thought it was detoxing. My assumption is that I over-exercised. You told us not to.
And
then I mistakenly read something on the homework for day two that said do the 8 minutes of high-intensity stuff every day. If it feels good, do it. And that's what I've been doing. So did I hurt myself by hiking up those hills hard? And what do we do when we overexert when we're not eating protein? How do we heal ourselves?
Yeah, you will heal yourself. It just makes the detox harder. But that's very likely what happened. That's why we strongly discouraged. I know it was originally in the members area, and then we looked to take that out because Nadia and I both felt very strongly that you don't want to do any type of exercise that breaks down muscle fiber when you're detoxing. And that's what you did, and that's okay because now that you're getting out of the detox, your muscles will repair itself, and it shouldn't be a problem. But that's very, very likely what happened. What do you think, Nadia?
Yeah, that sounds reasonable to me. And what I would suggest right now for the pain is use some hot water bottles or take a nice Epsom salt bath. That you might find some relief from that.
Okay.
Okay, great. I was doing that, but it's not like I've torn away muscle on my legs,
no.
And therefore I'm not going to be okay.
No, it's nothing like that. It just makes it. It just.
No, remember.
Go ahead, Nadia.
I was just going to say, remember that this cleanse is natural. We're not doing anything that's unnatural to your body. So your body does know what it's doing. Your body will get back into balance now that you've started eating again.
It does.
And what about antifungals, John?
Okay, before I answer that, I'll just say it just sends mixed messages to your body because your body's going to be in a detox mode. It wants to relax. It doesn't want to have to be in a rebuilding mode. They're two different modes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And Nadia, what do you think about the antifungals that she's talking about?
So I would suggest using coconut oil in your diet. Like we've mentioned, coconut oil has antifungal properties. And then probiotics are really, really helpful when you're talking about candida. And so make sure you're taking probiotic supplements and then eating cultured foods. So there's a lot of probiotics in cultured foods, so make that part of your daily diet. And then, keep all the other suggestions in mind. So that keep lowering your stress, listening to the visualizations. All of that plays a big role in Candida.
Okay.
Okay, awesome.
Excellent.
Once again, thank you so much to all of you there at Gabriel Method, and congratulations to all my fellow detoxers. Cheers.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Tandy.
Thanks, Tandy.
Okay, so that's all the time we have for this particular show. And that wraps up our Gabriel Method Detox program. It's been an awesome, awesome experience for us. And I do want to also congratulate everyone out there. There's hundreds of people all over the world that are doing this with us. We're getting great, great feedback. And I've loved doing this with you. And Nadia, I want to say once again that your information, your support, your consistency in being there and helping everyone has just been so fabulous, so much greater than I could have ever imagined. So I really can't thank you enough for doing this with us.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you for making this all possible. And, I also want to extend my congratulations to everyone out there. I'm overwhelmed with emotion for how well everyone's done and how much I've enjoyed also being here. So thank you, John, and to everyone on the team as well.
Yeah, and thanks.
And to all of you out there that did this fun.
Yeah, and thanks to all of our support team, Aaron and Dan and Shannon and everybody in the Gabriel Method in our administrative area that have done a phenomenal, phenomenal job of creating the members area and helping us do this program. So thanks to everybody, and I look forward to continue to working with you. Communicate with us on the forums, on Facebook, whatever different programs you're in, I look forward to working with you, talking with you, as we go forward. So I wish you tremendous health, success, vitality, and happiness in every area of your life. So thanks. Thanks very much. And thanks again, Nadia.
Thank you, John.
Take care, everyone.